The lights are on, the curtain's up. This is Steps to the Stage.
Folks at home, do you have a business, small or otherwise, that isn't pulling in traffic the way you want it to? Well, it might be because they don't have something to remember you by. And that's why today, we are sponsored by Graphic Details Inc., signs and displays. They will print out your banners, they'll cut vinyl, they'll do window graphics for the company cars. We're talking business cards, banner stands, LCD displays, tabletop displays, logos, all in full living color. Again, that is Graphic Details Inc. here in Chino, California. Thank you so much.
Hello and welcome to Steps to the Stage, the 7th Street Community Theater podcast where we talk with the community theater professionals you know and love. I'm your host, Colin P., and today we are talking about the first show in our 2024 40th anniversary season, Shrek. I have the two directors and the assistant director here with me today, so why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves?
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is Sochi, and I am one of two directors.
Mm-hmm. Hi, I'm Elizabeth. I am the other director.
Hello, I'm Jennifer Navarez, and I am the assistant director.
Welcome to Steps to the Stage.
Thank you.
So glad to be here.
Now, for people who are not familiar with the story of the show, why don't you walk us through sort of the story of Shrek?
The story of Shrek is a love story of hidden... Let me try to explain this best I can. So Shrek has to save Fiona. Fiona is going to marry somebody she doesn't know, so kind of... arranged marriage, you would say, and then true love finds its way. Shrek falls in love with Fiona, not realizing that she is also an ogre, but she wants to be a princess, thinking of human form, that would bring her true love, and her true love ends up being Shrek, and she becomes an ogre herself.
Yeah. Sort of a twist on the classic fairy tales that we all know and love. So who pitched Shrek initially? Whose idea was this from the get-go?
Sochi and I knew that we wanted to direct, and we kind of knew the age range we wanted to direct for, and we really kicked around quite a number of different shows, but in the end, we came back to deciding to do Shrek Jr. For our younger folks, and I don't know, it's a timeless story, and I think we were really just drawn to the fact that it's a story about people who are misunderstood and people who may be looked at one way and feel like other people don't get them or appreciate them for who they are. And that really kind of fits with that age group. So that's what we settled on.
Yeah. This is not the first time Shrek has been performed here at CCCT. There was a version in 2015, I believe, if my
Yes, nine years ago.
So just off the bat, how will this production sort of differ and make its own mark on the stage compared to the original version?
It has similarities. So it's the same storyline, the same amazing music and songs that we love from the original Broadway and the one we did here, but it's condensed to the junior version for our younger actors. So it's a little bit shorter in runtime, but it does have, and then some of the music and the storyline is like condensed, so pieces are taken out to kind of not drag on for our younger crowd and our younger actors, so that they stay in the moment, I guess, to tell the story quicker.
Yeah. So what has the rehearsal process been like working on a show like this?
So we sort of started out our rehearsals working on songs and choreography, one day songs, one day choreography. And that's worked out pretty good for us. The kids have learned the pieces really quickly, and we've just recently started to do run-throughs of full scenes with the music, with the choreography, and they're doing pretty good. Yeah.
Who's in charge of music and choreo?
Music is Luke Shaman. And choreo is Maddie
McGowan.
What has it been like collaborating with Luke?
Luke's been great. He's really good with the kids.
He's an amazing, amazing musician and talented singer himself. And then he just has such a great way with the kids. He's really engaging. He expects them to do it well, teaches them their parts, but then really he makes it all very fun.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool full circle moment, even for myself, because I saw him when he started when he was little, and now he's directing the littles. So it's really cool to see that just all, like, it makes me feel old, but it's like, okay, this is so cool. The kid that we loved seeing on stage is now mm-hmm. helping those be on the stage. So it's really cool.
Yeah. Would you mind speaking a bit more about the choreography and what it's like working with on that?
Sure. We love her. We can't say anything more. Like, seriously, we love her.
Yeah, she's a newcomer to our theater. Mm-hmm. Maddie is just amazing. She has such a great way also with these little kids and our teenagers, and does just a really great job. There's so many fun elements. She showcases a lot of different kids in their roles, really brings mm-hmm. all the story to life.
Yeah. What else about Trek sort of drew you to doing it again?
I think that there's so many wonderful characters. Mm-hmm. There's, you know, obviously the ogres, and then we have so many fun characters from fairy tales, and it's really cool to be able to say that even though you're an ensemble member, mm-hmm. hey, I got to be, you know, the Pied Piper, or I got to be, you know, Puss in Boots. Mm-hmm. So those are all really fun characters to get to delve into.
Yeah. What is it like working as a director with such a large ensemble, with so many different characters, and being able to get the kids to express that fully and sort of feel themselves in those roles?
Teamwork is what I'm going to mm-hmm. say. Teamwork is big. Collaborating with one another to not overdo it or burn ourselves out, basically, mm-hmm. but just working together, the three of us, of communicating with each other and then sharing that with the kids. So even if Elizabeth is in one section and I'm in another, Jen's helping in another group, we just work well together to mm-hmm. get the kids to stay involved, really, because we lose them at some point if we're working mm-hmm. too much with one cast or another section. So we kind of just have to stay in the moment and present with all of them at one time. Mm-hmm. So we've been a great team to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. We're also aided by two of our student directors. So yes. Rebecca Cisneros is mm-hmm. the student music director, and Maya Tumbokin is the student choreographer. Mm-hmm. Yes. So having them as well really helps extend how many kids we can be working with, and so it feels a little less chaotic, mm-hmm. Which is really important when you've got 40 kids on stage, and they are some of our younger mm-hmm. kids.
Yes.
And half of our cast are new to the theater in general, or new to acting in general. So it's been great. A lot of new talent. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then did you say that the show is double cast?
Our leads are double cast.
Okay.
So our Shreks are double cast, our adult Fiona, mm-hmm. our donkeys, and our Farquads mm-hmm. are double cast.
So everything that you've just said is double fold, essentially.
Yes. Yes. We have our onion cast and our parfait cast. Oh.
So. Very fun. Have the three of you have worked on shows at CCCT before, yes?
Yes.
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 Yes. So we've been a team before.
Yeah.
We have been a team for a long time, actually. Sochi and I go back about, 8 years, I think?
I think so.
We have been behind the makeup table together, and then the three of us have done so many shows together. Most recently, this past summer, we were producing together for the Nemo show.
Hmm.
So it was really fun to get to work together in directing this show.
Yes.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, so we've been waiting for the right moment, and that we figured 40th anniversary, why not?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Perfect, yeah. While Shrek is a stage musical, it is also a animated movie that came out in 2001. Would you mind talking about some of the differences between adapting from stage to screen?
Great question. Because when I watch the movie now, mm-hmm. I hear music when I'm watching it. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, they're supposed to be singing right now. Why mm-hmm. are they not singing? But it's very similar in mm-hmm. the sense. It's just not – it's obviously, the cartoon is spoken mm-hmm. and – we get to sing it for you.
Yeah.
So it's fun. But it's very similar to it, and mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, so. I don't know. I think it's way more fun because mm-hmm. you get to see the characters really interact,
yes.
and you get to see a depth of character and emotion mm-hmm. that, you don't get in the animated movie.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot more excitement, I think, on the stage show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More fast-paced.
Yes, more fast-paced, and the choreography and the music definitely adds something extra.
Yeah.
Seeing how the kids bring their own characters to life mm-hmm. is exciting. Like, that was part of Elizabeth's big homework assignment for them to do character work, and they had to write mm-hmm. it down. But then to see them actually bringing it to life mm-hmm. now that we're more involved in the rehearsal process or in that step, it's really fun to see mm-hmm. Pinocchio come to life and how she's really stringy and bouncy. And just to see her Puss in Boots, even though it's just a quick run through, she's we're just having a great time. The kids are having a great time, too. So it's fun.
It's really fun to see how every day, I would say just this past week, we saw each of them kind of building and putting more into their character in the way that they stand or the way that they walk or the way that they interact. It's really great to see them really internalizing all of these character things that we've been working on and really showing them and how they portray their character.
So what is it like doing character work with these kids, with story and these characters that are so just everywhere in pop culture and sort of how we see them in the film is so like ingrained in our brains, especially with younger kids?
I know.
Yeah, that's been really fun. We talk a lot about, you know, how would an ogre walk? What do they expect to get from people? How have they been treated in the past? What did they grow up like? You know, those kinds of things. And, you know, for some of the characters, we know more about them because we can get information from the script or from what we know about them in fairy tales. And in a lot of ways, though, they get to kind of make up their own story, backstory, and talk about, imagine, you know, how they grew up or where they went to school or what they do for fun.
Yeah, a lot of guiding with the littles of, I feel like some of them haven't maybe haven't even seen the original movie. So they're like, what does that mean? So we've had to, this is what this person does, or this character does this, or move your arms like this, or find another way of, I don't know, sharing how you think this character would work. We're just guiding them, which is awesome because a lot of them have never been on the stage or done a show or anything like that. So now that we've shown them, I think they're ready for their next role. But then at the same time, they're ready for Shrek because they're understanding. And then they're seeing, the younger ones are seeing the olders and how they every day are growing. So it kind of excites them. And when they do, when they're in the seats watching the older cast perform, just watching their faces be excited about what they've just seen, it's like a little light bulb turns on for them of, oh, okay, I know how I need to bring it, or I know how I need to step it up the next time I'm on the stage. So
they're definitely building off of each other and getting excited for their team as a whole.
Go ahead.
They also really support each other. This past week, I know one cast was in the audience watching the other one, and you know, they cheer each other on. Somebody hit a great note or really belted something out, and the character that plays it in the other cast, she was the first one to cheer. So that's just the most, that's just the most wonderful thing to see, the relationships and the kids. And also really fun to see how the two casts, even though two character or two kids may be playing the same role, how they play it differently, how they see it differently, which is really great to see.
There's a pretty wide age range in terms of the actors in the show, right? Yeah. So what is it like managing all of that, especially when they're all in one room together?
It's very similar. So it's 6 years old to 14. I think we have one six-year-old, correct? Yes, 1 6-year-old old to 14. We've established our first long weekend rehearsal, we established a buddy system. So we have them in different groups, and they kind of lean in towards each other. That was our goal to do that for them, to establish their own little pod of olders with the littles, the experience with the newcomers, to be able to, hey, try this in a gentle way. Like, hey, can you maybe try this? Or how can I do this? The littles will come to the bigs. And it's neat to see that at one time, the bigs now were the littles. And they've seen that self-reflection of, oh my gosh, I was that 14 years ago or however long ago it was. So it's really neat to see how they truly lean on each other. It's a nice thing to see.
And it's helped join them. The new kids, you know, they're not separate, the new and the old. They've come together in a way, and even the groups, you know, we had about 10 groups and you know, they check in with each other, but also they've made larger groups of old and new together. So
It's nice.
It's going well.
It's always really fun to see the relationships that form, the friendships. So sweet. So sweet. Older kids, younger kids. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things that has always been so beautiful in our theater is that kind of mentorship that older kids do for younger kids.
If you need insurance, Vince will work for you. Vince Polito is a local farmer's insurance agent who wants to help you out. Auto, home, renters, and more, open 8 to 5 on all weekdays. Over 35 years experience and licensed in 4 states. Call now. What has it been like working with the younger kids specifically, especially younger kids where this is their first show and their first time in an environment like this?
Well, you know, it is always delightful. We have a lot of laughter. Mm-hmm. You know, with younger kids, there's a certain amount of we have to be aware of the fact that we need to take a few more breaks, maybe. You know, a lot of just setting expectations about how we act at the theater, what we're not allowed to do. Gotta admit, there's a lot of shushing that happens, a lot of reminders.
The shushing, I thought, I don't like that shushing sound, but here I am making the shushing sound.
It's really hard not to. Hard not to. Shh.
Just a lot of guiding, hand-holding, but in a positive way. It's not, we're not annoyed, obviously, but it's just, we're teaching the littles to become the olders that we have, you know, the 14-year-olds that we have now. So they were there at one time, so it's important to tell them in a positive way, like, this is not how we do that here. So this is – and then our newcomers as well. There were – a few were very afraid when they first started, were kind of not standoffish, but timid. And now they've come out of their shell and have found their people. Yeah. So it's nice.
Would you mind talking about the makeup and the costumes?
Oh, my gosh. We have such a great team of folks who are bringing the costumes and the makeup to life. Our costume team is led by Miss Karen Larson, who did the costumes for Shrek the first time around. And I believe she said that that was actually the first show she costumed.
Oh.
So that's really awesome. Some of the costumes are actually making a reappearance again from the last time, which is super cool. And then we just have so many colorful costumes and really different pieces that show off the characters. She has so many creative ideas. She's also assisted by Miss Kathy Miller. She has lots of moms who are helpers, and they just every night they bring out all kinds of stuff that delight us, you know, hats and skirts and sunglasses and just crazy stuff that's so awesome on the stage.
Yes. We asked a semi-new parent. She was here a couple shows back, Jennifer Cerna, to be our lead for our makeup team, which makeup is near and dear to Elizabeth and I. So that was kind of – it's going to be interesting to see us step away from that, honestly. I don't know how it's going to happen. We're going to have to put the brushes down, walk away. So we're starting with designing and stuff this coming week now that we're fully back at the stage and our kids will get a chance to play with her, basically. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see and it'll be fun. She has some ideas. We share ideas together and see what her and her amazing mom team come up with.
Yeah.
It'll be fun.
I'm sure it's very intensive with all of the different fantasy creatures
and
green main characters.
we're going to see how that works.
Yes.
When you combine green makeup and little kids, who knows what could happen? We'll see.
I know who has green makeup that should not have green makeup. It's going to be
right.
I'm sure.
Right. There will be plenty of glitter involved. Ooh. I feel very certain about that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And doing makeup for 40 will be challenging.
Yes.
We need, you know, they say it takes a village. We definitely have to have a village of makeup artists for sure.
Yes.
Would you mind talking about sort of what the story of Shrek and what him as a character means to you?
Oh my gosh.
I know. I'm going to cry.
I just think it's such a beautiful story. You know, Shrek had a really hard upbringing. The ogres know that other people don't like them, that they're afraid of them, and so they're likely to be attacked by other people. So Shrek gets kicked out of his home and sent to live in a swamp when he's just 7 years old, mm-hmm. which, gosh, that is really a hard thing to even imagine as a parent. And so that's one of the things we talk about with the kids, too, in developing their character, is how would you feel? How do you think this little tiny ogre feels? And, you know, he's misunderstood by everybody. He's lived alone. He hasn't had friends, and he doesn't really know what it is to have a friend. So it's that journey of learning that he's a wonderful being, he is a capable person, and that other people will love him.
Exactly what you said. I can't say it any better. I'm like, that was perfect.
That's perfect. I love the story, and I think it resonates with so many people because it's a story about accepting yourself, accepting others for who they are, and I just think that's always a good story for kids and adults.
Yeah.
Like,
I think especially this age group and this time in their life and at this time in the world, really, it's a story that I think fits, I think that everybody can identify with. Mm-hmm. And even not just the ogres, but all of the characters are misunderstood. You've got all these fairy tale creatures who people think they're a wicked witch or a big bad wolf. And there's a whole great song called The Story of My Life where they explore that. It's really great.
Yeah. Would you mind speaking a little bit more on how this story is important to the kids and how it's sort of helping and affecting them and how?
Oh, man. We've got several kids. I think every single kid in here can identify with people not or feeling that people don't really understand them or understand where they're coming from. I know that for several of our kids, this feeling of trying to find your tribe hits very close to home. We have a very diverse cast in terms of backgrounds and abilities and experiences. And I think you see all of that come to life. I think that having them make bonds with each other has been something that all of them have been touched by as well.
I agree. The age range, obviously 6 through 14, kind of touches in that middle school age range too, which many of our kids prior to COVID, like they were littles and now they're coming out of that and trying to figure out who they are as a person and trying to really fit in with their school crowd or their non-school crowd or however that is, but just putting them through that, kind of guiding them a little bit in telling them that it's okay to be different and it's okay to be your own person and it's okay to wear your hair crazy or not crazy, whatever it is. I think it will help when it comes to getting through the crazy middle school age that a good handful of our kids are in that middle school age and are experiencing that outside of the theater. So coming here and knowing this is their safe space and they get to perform about it and talk about it and sing about the freak flag and know that how important it is to be different, that it's okay to be different is big. It's like just giving them more pride, obviously, but building their self-esteem. It's really neat to see.
I think that one of the things that so many of our kids who have grown up or done theater here for a long time would say is that our theater is their safe space and this is where they have felt loved and supported for who they are. And so I think having the story that really goes along with that for this 6 to 14 year age group is really unique. I think it gives them the opportunity to show how special each of them are, and they are all so very special. And, you know, there's a line in our song that we decided to put on our t-shirts that says, "What makes us special makes us strong." And so I think that really shines through.
I was touching on what you said earlier about the songs and how they're kind of mirroring their lives right now. They could very much feel like Story of My Life, you know, they can relate to that. And then going through and being more accepted, finding your people here at the theater, by the end they get to Freak Flag and they're able to celebrate themselves more and feel more comfortable in their own skin.
Yeah.
And I love that. Life is imitating art and art is imitating life. And it's just really great to see all of that happen with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of my favorite songs is one of the Fionas, the little Fiona and teen Fiona and grown up Fiona all sing together about waiting. and how they're waiting for what they want. And I think that is also something that many of our kids go through, where we're rushing and hoping to get to that next phase in life, waiting to get, you know, whatever dream that it is that they're chasing right then. I think that's something we can all identify with. And so Fiona sings about the waiting. And I think that's a really great song for teenagers.
Yes. The instant gratification generation, as I call it. The waiting kills them.
And for our final question today, I would like to ask, what freak flag do you each fly in your day-to-day lives?
Wow, that's a really good question.
Whoo!
That's deep. Oh my gosh.
Got to think about that one for a second. Hmm. Oh, I mean, okay, I'm going to throw it out there. Mm-hmm. I'm a super uptight person. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I think that all of us have like our own quirks, and certainly I am super driven and hardwired. So I think that, I think that I'm definitely somebody who has always struggled with keeping that in check, not letting anxiety get into it, so that you can succeed with things and have it go well without trying to be quite as, you know, without cracking up along the way.
It's good to crack up, though. It's totally good to let it out.
Well, I feel like I have a lot of freak flags.
No, I was like, really? You know, only one?
Trying to narrow it down.
And, well, I do feel like, you know, as a kid, you know, you want to hide your freak flags. You want to not stand out like that. And I think just as I've gotten older, I just accepted who I am, and I will fly all of them. And, yeah, so I can't pin down one in particular, but I definitely just am accepting of myself and my weirdness and – I am who I am.
That's where all your artistic ability is shining through.
Yeah. Great. Now it's my turn. Oh my gosh. I'm going to have to say, like, Jen, there's just so many like roles that I take on or just say, yes, okay, I'll just do it. Mm-hmm. Like a yes person, that sometimes I feel overwhelmed and I just take it that I have to figure out how to make it all work. So like a puzzle Rubik's cube, like here's my cube and I got to figure it all out to make it work. So I just go with the flow at this point. Like that's how I've learned to deal with a lot of things. Just go with it. If something doesn't work, I can freak out a little bit and then get it together and move on to the next. But all different kinds of colors, different kinds of pieces. That's just who I am.
Yeah.
Want me to take photos? I'm on it. You want me to do makeup? I'm on it. You want me to be a mom? Okay, I got that too. You want me to make dinner? I got it. Totally good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll make it happen.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, each of you, for joining me today. Thank you, Jen. Thank you, Elizabeth. Thank you, Sochi.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you know where people can buy tickets for Shrek if they want to?
Sure. On our website, we have tickets available. Some of our shows are already sold out. But there are still some available on our website. You can also call our box office, see if there are seats available through the box office as well.
Right. And if you call our theater and leave a message on our voicemail, our amazing house manager, Cheryl, will call you back. And we do have a digital wait list that she can put you on. So that way we can let you know if anybody cancels. Mm-hmm. Also come the day of a show, stand in line like everybody else and you'll get taken in as you arrive, basically. Mm-hmm. So on day of, if there's an opportunity, if somebody doesn't show up, they'll have you in and fill a seat.
And that always happens.
Yes.
It always happens.
Somebody forgets.
Somebody always forgets. Yeah. So.
And then do you happen to know the dates of the show?
Yes. We open March 1st and we close on March 16th. Mm-hmm. So we have 3 weekends of shows. We have Friday, Saturday, Sunday matinee, and then the next week we have a Friday night show, a Saturday matinee, a Saturday night, and a Sunday matinee, and then the final weekend we have Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you for inviting us.
If you need high-quality headshots or other professional photo work done, visit Sochi Neri Photography at fb.me/xnerifotos. Thanks for listening to Steps to the Stage, and now it's time for the curtain call. You can follow us on Spotify, Apple, Google, or any podcasting platform. We have videos up on YouTube, and you can visit our website at stepstothestage.buzzsprout.com. And as always, a special thank you to our audio engineer, Joey Rice, and our producer, Kirk Lane. Without the two of you, this show would not be possible.